It could be a wheel bearing or a generator belt. And the wagons, them old straight wagon axles used to grease. Uncle Press said that he hired a nigger one time to told him, he says, go out and grease the wagon. He went in to get ready. He was going to go up to Watertown. That's the edge of Lake City now. It's Oklahoma Lake City. And he lived out there about 4 or 5 miles from Lake City. And he'd come out and he'd taken the bucket of grease and grease the seat, grease the wagon, grease the shafts, grease the whole wagon. And he said he ought to kill him, but he said he'd done just exactly what he told him to do. So he told him, he says, let's get some soap and wash the wagon. And he said he went in and got him 2 or 3 big croaker sacks and spread it in the seat and was very careful when he got in it. And they went on to town and said when he got back, he showed him what he meant when he wanted him to grease the wagon, to pick up the wheel, the axle, and set it on a block, take the nut off and slip the wheel off and put the grease in the wheel and slip it back on. But he said that sure happened.
Say, if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all
greasy.
And something you say, if a door hinge was squeaking, you might put a few drops of.
Oh.
And did you ever hear of making a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
They call that a flambeau.
What was that like?
You just take a, say if you're using a quart bottle or a Coca-Cola bottle, you just fill that about 2/3 full of kerosene and take a rag and put it right in there as tight as you could turn it.
Mm-hmm.
Let it stick up about that far and cut it off and you can light it and use it for a flambeau. The reason you want it tight,
mm-hmm.
screw it in, push it in, this will keep the fire from going down in you. Bottle.
Hmm.
And it just set up then burn plumb pretty.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm kind of interested in that word flambeau. Did you hear old people around here use that, or is that a word you learned?
Daddy had a colored fella
that
was working for him. And he lived out down in an old house back of Daddy's house.
Mm-hmm.
And he Mama fixed his breakfast, she fixed his dinner, and she fixed his supper. And that's all he'd use was a flambeau.
Mm-hmm.
He had him a quart bottle, and he had him a rag in it. And that's all that Frank would use was a flambeau. He didn't want no lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted the flambeau.
So that's how?
That's how come I know how the flambeau works.
Uh-huh. Do you think
And now there was people back then that lived in houses that used flambeaus. They wasn't able to buy a lamp.
Were they white people or colored?
Some of them was colored and some of them was white.
Uh-huh.
You take these people that used to have 7 and 8, 9 and 10 head of children and had them sending them to school. I went to school with kids that went barefooting. I know a fella that was worth probably at one time was probably worth $200,000 and he went to school barefooted. And I've got a neighbor that went to school with him and I got an uncle that went to school with him. And at the end of World War II, he was worth $200,000. And he lost it all overnight. But he's still living, still got a nice restaurant. He owned all the bars in Lake City, at Lake Butler, and in Ocala.
How did he manage to lose everything?
He was trusting a fella to